Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. LaShawn Page, fix it. Go back and pray. This is the topic of this week's broadcast. Prayer still works. Bandit Bernard pulled out that song there. That was a blessing. Well, we thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, filling in today. I talked to Evangelist Bernard, and I think she should be rolling into New Orleans. You know, she loves New Orleans. That's her home. I think I talked to her this morning just to check about 7:30 in the morning, and she said she had about 3 more hours to get into New Orleans. So, you know, I think they're 2 hours ahead or 3 hours ahead of us. So we just thank each and every one of y'all for the prayers that y'all have sent out to cover Evangelist Bernard, and she has made it in so far. If I calculate, she haven't stopped by, and we're hoping that she'll get on the road and tell us about how beautiful the works of God was in every state she went through. So God bless each and every one of y'all for y'all tremendous prayer and holding her up and coming on this broadcast in her absence and still seeking the word of Lord from our anointed speakers. So it's a time of reflection. It's a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version, and you can find it in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer for each and everyone and all over the world that want to come in and pray with us for an hour or as the Lord lead, so that you can go to your local assemblies with anointing and the power that you have met Jesus on this line early in the morning. He says, seek him early in the morning and you will find him. And tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of our segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request to or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online as I'm speaking now, and the speaker is coming forth online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that really share the anointed and powerful word of God with each of you and us that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a word just for you. And we're so thankful today, and we're so blessed that we have a pastor that's coming on today. You know, the Lord has blessed this broadcast to sit on anointed men and women of God. And this is a pastor, Pastor Miracle Burlington. And she's out of Houston, Texas. And she's been a blessing to this broadcast and coming on and bringing the word of life, as Evangelist Adrian Bernard would ask her, and the Lord laid it on her heart to call her, and she never says no. She just come on and do the work of the Lord and pray that the Lord will keep that rhema word in our hearts and mind, and that we will change as we go forth to see ourselves through these 66 books of the Bible. So with no further ado, I can introduce to some of you and to others, our speaker for the hour is no other than Pastor Miracle Burlington, all the way from Houston, Texas, and she's going to open up with prayer and go forth as the Lord has led her to go forth. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Pastor Miracle.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, precious people of God. I'm grateful for an opportunity, hallelujah, to minister the word of life to you. Praise God. I'm thanking God for you, Evangelist Bernard. Thank God for your faithfulness. Thanking God for this ministry, New Destinies Ministries. I'm thankful for you and your faithfulness, Sister Ruby, such an example of faithfulness and diligence and consistency. And so we thank God for you and all of you that have called in. I believe that your life will never be the same. I believe that God's going to stir us up today through the power of prayer, not only through the power of prayer, but through the impartation of the necessity of prayer. Hallelujah. That would be an impartation that goes through, that comes through the line today. Hallelujah. That will cause you to pray like never before. That would be a fire lit in you to possess the fullness of all that God has called you to have, that his glory might be revealed through you. And concerning all that is connected to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let's just begin right now to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, how we worship you, Lord God, how we love you, how we adore you, and we declare, oh God, that there is none like unto you. We just come, Lord God, first of all, together to worship you. Hallelujah. You, Lord God, have won our affection, Father God. And so with our whole heart, we're giving you praises right now. With our whole heart, we're worshiping you. We declare, Lord God, that you are El Elyon. You are the highest sovereign in the heavens and in the earth. And Father God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your goodness today. We thank you for your mercy in our lives. Thank you for your hand of protection. Thank you, Lord God, for causing your will to be made manifest in us. We appreciate you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, let every heart, hallelujah, be open to receive, Lord. Let every ear be anointed to hear. Hallelujah. Cause the word of God today to fall on good ground. Hallelujah. Cause it to fall on good ground and cause it to accomplish, Lord God, that for which it is being sent today. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And all of the honor. Precious people, those of you that are on the line right now, I just want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Your lines may be muted, but I want you to just begin to worship the Lord no matter what you're doing. I know sometimes we call in, it's in the middle of the day. Some of you may be at work. Some of you may be driving. Somebody may be at the grocery store. Whatever you're doing right now, just open your heart up and begin to worship. Hallelujah. Jesus. The word of God needs to fall on good ground. It needs to fall on soft soil. Open your heart up. Soften your heart before the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prepare for the Spirit of the Lord to speak to you. Prepare to change in his presence. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of change in the lives of your people today. Hallelujah. And I declare and decree that those that have called in, those that have joined any ministry broadcast today will not be the same. They will never be the same. You're changing us, oh God. Yes, God. May your glory be revealed in the earth. May your glory be revealed in us. May your glory be established in us. Thank you, Lord God. The Spirit of the Lord says, prepare for the glory of the Lord. You say, when is the glory of the Lord going to come into my life? During this prayer call, prepare for the glory on this call. No, he's saying, in your life. He's it's rising. The glory of the Lord is rising among you. But the Spirit of the Lord says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Bless your name, Jesus. He's healing your land. Hallelujah. He's releasing an anointing for healing. He's releasing an anointing, hallelujah, for healing and deliverance all throughout your land, in your life, and in the lives of those connected through you, that his glory might be established in the earth, that his glory might be revealed through you. How many of you on the line right now can say, Lord, glorify yourself in me? Hallelujah. Lord God, glorify yourself in my family. Lord God, glorify yourself in my children.
Hallelujah. How many of you can say on this line, my children weren't brought forth for sudden terror or calamity, but they are a gift for you. They weren't brought forth to serve Satan, to do the works of darkness, but they were born, Lord God, to bring you glory in the earth. So we pray, God, glorify yourself. How many of you can say, this is my heart's desire, this is my number one desire, Lord, whatever you do, be glorified. Let your glory be seen. Let it be revealed. Let it be made evident. Hallelujah. Whatever you need to do in me, Lord God. Whatever you need to do in me, Lord God, that your name might be glorified. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. A release, says the Spirit of the Lord. Horana Masandana, on those whose hearts are ready. Hallelujah. The Bible says man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. Some of you have a heart after God. You have a heart that wants to please God. You have a heart that wants to serve God and wants to live for him. You're pure in heart. The Spirit of the Lord says, now is the time for the glory of the Lord. It's not just another word today. This is a change experience, says the Spirit of the Lord. For I am establishing something in you. Yes, precious Holy Spirit, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Speak to every heart today, Lord God. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah. I praise you, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. We covenant in advance, Lord God, to give you alone all of the glory, God, all of the honor, all of the adoration and admonition and all the credit, oh God, for everything that you do, Lord God, through this word. Hallelujah. We love you and we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. How many of you know that the Spirit of the Lord, he always has an agenda? He has a will. Hallelujah. He has a purpose. Hallelujah. And he has a purpose for this call today. It's not a coincidence that Evangelist Bernard, that he put it on her heart to have me to come on to the broadcast today to minister concerning prayer. Hallelujah, that you might be stirred up to know that prayer still works. Why does God need to stir up his people concerning the fact that prayer still works? Because he would say, be not weary in well-doing. Hallelujah, so many times we serve God. Hallelujah, we serve God. We go to church. Some of you were even born and raised in church. And we love God, and it seems like things just aren't working. Hallelujah. It seems like your loved ones are still struggling. Your statistics look like everybody else's statistics. Your neighbor down the street, they have loved ones on crack and loved ones in prison, and so do you. Hallelujah. But you're serving God. But you've given your life to the Lord. But you've sold out. And at some point, sometimes we look at our lives and we say, well, God, I love you. I love you with all of my heart. I've given myself over to you. Why, you know, are these things happening? So the Spirit of the Lord is encouraging you today. He's showing us the path to how we will get different results. For it takes more than just having a heart after God. Hallelujah. It takes more than that. More is required is the first thing that the Spirit of the Lord would say to us today. He's requiring more. Even to those of us and those of you who feel like you've given God everything, there's more. Hallelujah. Open up your heart right now and say, God, there is more that I can give you. The key to change. Hallelujah. The key to change is to, you know, to open your mind up, to change your thinking. The way that you've always been thinking produce the results that you've always experienced. But when you're ready to experience new results, God has to do a work in your mind. Hallelujah. Before he can do a work in your eyes. I'm reminded of the story of Balak and Balaam. Hallelujah. And Balak was the Moabite king, and the children of Israel were approaching his land because they were trying to pass through the land and get to Canaan. And Balak had heard the stories about these children of Israel. First of all, it was so many of them. They were large. They were intimidating. And the stories had gone before them of the hand of God on them, how that the children of Israel had defeated the number one army of that day, which was the Egyptian army. The richest country, the richest place on the planet, the Egyptians, hallelujah, had been defeated by this people. You know, the stories had gone out about how the waters of the Red Sea stood up and how they crossed over and how their powerful God delivered them. And who is this God of Israel? And here they are. They're approaching our land. I'm intimidated. I got to do something. I got to deal with these children of Israel before their God deals with me. And so Balak said, I'm going to go in the realm of the spirit and I'm going to put curses on them. And so he called forth for the strongest man, the spiritual giant of the land, as it were. The Bible says of Balaam that when he cursed people, they were cursed. When he blessed them, they were blessed. So he said, he told his servants, Balak told his servants, go get for me Balaam. I'm going to get him to curse the children of Israel. Hallelujah. See, I want you to know that your circumstances, and some of you have experienced that. You're wondering why you go through certain things. Sometimes the most blessed people, hallelujah, the enemy try to do things in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. He tries to release things in the spirit to stop you, to hinder you. But you can say today, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. God's going to show you a way to overcome every spiritual tactic of the enemy, everything that could come against you, everything that's been coming against you. You shall win, says the Spirit of the Lord. So Balak had his servants to go get Balaam. We're going to curse the children of Israel. So what happened is when Balak sent his people to go get Balaam to curse the children of Israel, hallelujah, the angel of the Lord visited Balaam and said, no, I don't want you to curse them. I don't want you to curse them. I have blessed them. They are blessed. Hallelujah. For the spirit, I want you to know tonight, today, that the Spirit of the Lord is fighting for you. The Spirit of the Lord is behind the scenes, and he's working it out for you. That the Spirit of the Lord, he's not forgotten about you. You're his chosen people today. He's saying, I am with you. Psalms 118 and 6, for the Lord is on my side. God is saying, I'm on your side. Oh, hallelujah. So Balaam, he decided to go and to go to the land of Moab to meet with King Balak. And the Spirit of the Lord began to bring hindrances in his path. Come on, some of you know the story. He began to bring hindrances. And he was on the donkey, and the donkey was acting weird to Balaam because it didn't seem like he was really cooperating. It seemed like the donkey, Balaam was wondering, what's wrong with this donkey? Hallelujah. The donkey was doing all kind of weird things and trying to avoid this angel in the spirit that Balaam could not see. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord is leading me this way before we even get into the lesson. Because he's saying that your blessing cannot be cursed. He's saying that it's no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. But he's also showing you a formula for change. The Bible says that Balaam, who had authority over the donkey, he was so mad that he began to beat the donkey 3 times. And then finally the Lord gave the donkey the ability to speak, and the donkey began to say, well, haven't I been faithful to you? Haven't I been loyal to you all of this time? So the donkey began to reason with Balaam. And then Balaam began to say through this process of reasoning, he said, yes, I guess you have been. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says, then the Spirit of the Lord opened Balaam's eyes. What's my point? My point to you today is that the things that you haven't seen in the Spirit is because you think you're righteous. It's because you think you're right. It's because you think you're justified. And there are things in the Spirit realm that you haven't seen. But the minute you say, you know what? You know, maybe it's something I don't see. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's something wrong. When you open up your mind to possibilities, hallelujah, when you open up your mind to see things a different way, when you hearken the voice of reason, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, come, let us reason together. When you open yourself up to that, then he can open your eyes. And once your eyes open, you can change. Hallelujah. So you need to say today, Lord, let my mind be open. You know, make a decision right now, hallelujah, to receive some information and to look at some things differently. Say right now in your spirit, Lord, I give my mind to you, that you would do a work in my mind, Lord God. Hallelujah. Open my eyes to anything that I'm not seeing, anything in the spirit that's taking place that's been hindering me. Hallelujah. Every mind open. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about the subject, fill my land with your glory. Fill my land with your glory. And our subtopic today is that prayer still works. The Spirit of the Lord is going to give us the formula for releasing the glory of the Lord throughout our whole land and covering our land no matter what happens. Hallelujah. No matter what happens on our land, that it would be covered and that God would still be glorified. How many of you know that even though you've sold out to the Lord or you've surrendered to the Lord, you cannot control the decisions of others. You cannot control other people. You can't control what your kids going to do. How many, you know, Job, he made sacrifices for his kids and repented for them every morning. When you're truly sold out, you understand it's not just about me, it's about the whole land. And what does the land have to do with? It has to do with, first of all, you. For the Bible says that you were formed out of the dust of the ground. You came from the earth. And from the dust you shall return. So the land, first of all, it represents you. Then not only does it represent you, but it represents your children, those that came from you. Not only your children and those that came from you, but it represents everybody around you, everybody connected to you, your family, your natural bloodline is your land. Your neighborhood is your land. Hallelujah. On your job, that's your land. That's your territory. Your kids' school, that's your territory. That's your land. It's connected to you. Hallelujah. How many of you are concerned about your land today? You have loved ones that you're concerned about. Spirit of the Lord said prayer still works. You have family members. You have children. Even some of you are connected to ministries that you're concerned about. That's your land. Hallelujah. Fill my land with your glory. But in spite of everything you see, you have a burning desire for God to be glorified. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he shall be glorified. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 25. Hallelujah. We're going to go through several scriptures today. We're going to start with 1 Kings. Thank you, Lord God. Chapter 8, verse 25 through 29. And it says this, therefore, now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. Verse 26. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. How many of you have a word from God and you need it now to be verified? God has spoken some powerful things to you, some mighty things to you, and you know you heard God, and you need that word to be verified so God can get the glory. Look at verse 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and the heavens, and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you see the wisest man, the man that God gave the wisdom to? The Bible declares that none has been wiser than him. Do you see his prayer, that God would answer his supplication, to know that God hears his prayers? Let's read it one more time, verse 28. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant. Okay, so you want to be wise. Hallelujah. So the first thing you need to understand is the power of prayer. That's the foundation for wisdom. Understand that God respects prayer. Understand that the bridge from where you are right now to you manifesting the promise of God has to do with prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. And we see Solomon operating in that. Hallelujah. So the first thing is make sure you understand the importance of prayer. Don't minimize your prayer life. Your prayer life is everything. Your prayer life is so important. It is foundational to everything that God is going to build. Everything that you're going to try to build with your life must be built upon the foundation of prayer. Even as Solomon was preparing to build a house for God. And I want you to know that when the Bible talks about a house, because Solomon was building a building. He was building a house. But I want you to know that he was also building the house of Jacob. He was building the children of Israel into a holy people, because you can see how much he interceded for everybody, for all of them. Hallelujah. But when the Word of God talks about house, it talks about several things. First of all, you and your family. Hallelujah. The man of God says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Me and my house, what does that have to do with? It has to do with you, to do with your immediate family. So house is you and your immediate family. You have to build that for God. How many of you can say, I'm building this house for God? We will serve the Lord. We will love the Lord. He is God in this house. House also, it speaks of in the Word of God, generation. It speaks of, you know, it talks about the house of Jacob. It's talking about that whole generation. It also has to do with a certain people, you know, a certain clan of people. The Bible refers to them as a house. So you can say today, you can say, as for me and my immediate family, as for me and you know, everybody connected to me, my clan, those that are connected to me, as for me and my whole generation, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm building a house for God. May his glory fill the house that I'm building. Oh, don't discount the fact that you can build it. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you say, well, how do I build a house where God would be glorified? Solomon gives us the example. And it's three things that you need to build this house for God. Hallelujah. The first thing is found in verse 5. As we're still looking there in chapter 8, verse 5 says this, and King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told or numbered for multitude. The first thing you need to understand is that there must be sacrifice. You must live a life of sacrifice. You must give God that which costs you something. You must give of God that which means something to you. If it doesn't mean anything to you, it doesn't mean anything to God. A God who needs nothing, how does he weigh value? It's based on whatever it means to you. You can see that Solomon was building a house for God. He was trying to build something to glorify God in the earth that would last through the generations. Hallelujah. And it was no limit to what he was given. Financially, sheep and oxen, that was their value system. That was their money system at that time, and they were just giving, giving, giving. As you are building something to glorify God, you need to increase your sacrifice. Hallelujah. Increase your giving, precious people. And not just giving anywhere. The Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with us concerning the importance of, hallelujah, the importance of where you give, where you sow your seed. You can't just throw it anywhere. You got to be so super sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord as where he would have you to sacrifice, where he would have you to give, what you're helping to build in the earth. Praise the Lord. Some of you, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to concerning this ministry, you know, New Destiny Ministry. It's believing God for partners, and you can give right here to this ministry. Praise the Lord. But it requires sacrifice. If you're going to build something, a house that's going to glorify God, you must live a lifestyle of sacrifice. You must make a mental decision today. See, stop right now and think about it. Come, let us reason together. What are you giving God? Are you giving God enough? And I'm not just talking about, oh, I go to church. I'm not talking about that. Because sometimes we can go to church because that's comfortable for us. We've been doing it for so long. So it doesn't become a sacrifice anymore. Sacrifice is when you feel it. It's the thing that's very valuable to you. Hallelujah, that where the treasure, where the heart is, the treasure is also your treasure. What's valuable to you? The Spirit of the Lord is talking financially today. He's saying you need to crank it up. Give more. Hallelujah. You have loved ones that need to get off drugs, give more. Sacrifice more. Come to God with a greater offering. Make a decision this day that you're going to give God more, more, more. Live a life of sacrifice. Intensify, increase your sacrifice. If you're giving God 10% of your time, how many of you know that that's not, you don't have to stop there. You can give God 20%. All of it belongs to God. Give God more. Hallelujah. If you're not feeling it anywhere, then it's not a sacrifice. That's the way you define sacrifice. Because it hurts. Because you feel it. Because it's very, 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 very valuable. So can we make a commitment today to give God more? Hallelujah. Sacrifice. In your time with God, in your prayer time, let the Spirit of the Lord illuminate in your mind and show you where he would have you to give, show you how much more he would have you to give, to lead you and guide you into a realm of greater sacrifice. Oh, and you will see a greater glory. Hallelujah. Solomon, in this example. So the first thing is sacrifice. The second thing is obedience to the will of God. So in order to be obedient to the will of God, you have to know the will of God. And so because what do we pray? As we're talking about prayer still works. You don't just pray whatever you want, your desires, for that is of witchcraft. You don't just pray what you want to see happen to people. No, you pray the will of God. You got to know the will of God. In verse 19, Solomon knew the will of God, and he began to say this. 1 Kings 8 and 19, it says, nevertheless, Thou shalt not build the house, but thy son shall come forth out of thy loins. He shall build the house unto thy name. Where did Solomon get that from? That was a word from God. That was a direct word from God. He knew the will of God based on the word of God. So in your personal life, as you begin to embrace a greater mantle for prayer, hallelujah, a greater a prayer life, understand that you must know the will of God. You're going to pray the will of God. How do you know the will of God? Well, you know the will of God through personal things that the Spirit of the Lord has said to you and also through his word. Hallelujah. The will of God is established and expressed through the word of God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. All right. So sacrifice, number one, obedience, number two, that I am establishing this according to the known will of God. It's the will of God for my land to be cleansed. It's the will of God for my land to be holy. Praise God. It's the will of God for his will to be done. It's the will of God for, you know, for the people on the land not to touch unclean things. How do I know that? Because I know the word. And the will of God is established through the word of God. So we're going to lift up a greater sacrifice with our life. We're going to give God more, 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 more. We're going to obey God, and we're going to pray in obedience to God. And not only was Solomon praying in obedience to God, but his life, he was lining his life up with that prophecy. He was saying, well, here I am to build it. God, you said, and the prophecy went forth to my father that I would build a temple, and here I am to build the temple. So not only was he in agreement, and not only was he repeating the known will of God, but he was lining up with it. That we have to line up with the will of God. Solomon was leading his land into the glory. He was leading his land into cleansing and holiness and into a covenant with God. And if we're going to have those same results, we have to line up in obedience. That not only am I giving and am I sacrificing, but I'm lining myself up with the known will of God, where I fit to the prophetic will of God, what God would have me to do for him, what God's purpose for my life. Do you know the purpose of God for your life? Now is the time to line up with the purpose of God. Completely. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't fear. Don't say, I'm not qualified. Don't say, I don't have what it takes. Don't think you need anything other than to step out and obey. Obey God. Sacrifice. Obedience. And what was the third thing? Well, obviously, today is prayer. You see how much Solomon prayed. Verse 28, yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication. O Lord, my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prays before thee today. Respects the prayers of his servant. Hallelujah. So you need to know that God respects the prayer. So you need to pray more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. those of you that have your Bibles, and if you don't, maybe somebody's taking notes. Maybe you don't have your Bible, but you need to know where these scriptures are. Maybe somebody's going to go back on their own time and read these scriptures. But our foundation for truth comes from the Word of God. So 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1 through 3, it says this: "Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house." There it is right there. Hallelujah. When Solomon had finished praying, he made an end of praying. The fire came down and it consumed the burnt offering. So there was offerings. We already know Solomon's position. It was obedience. We already know that he was praying, and we already know that there were sacrifices there. Then what do you see? The fire came and it consumed the offering. Hallelujah. We've been praying, me and the intercessors, we've been praying for several weeks now concerning cleansing the land and unity, that God would clean the land of everything that displeases him. Clean the land, Lord God, of everything that is not like you. Purify the land, expose, reveal, remove anything, oh God, that is not like you. And line it up with your perfect will. Line it up in unity with that, hallelujah, that is one with you and in alignment with you. And what you find is when things line up with God, he consumes it. When it's in order. When it's in order. But it's your responsibility to get it in order. It's your responsibility to make the necessary sacrifices. It's your responsibility to lift up the prayers. And when it's in line, hallelujah, God will consume it. And he will be glorified. All throughout the Old Testament, sacrifices were made. And you could see in the Word of God where it would say, you know, he would say, line the wood up in order. And an acronym for wood is will of ordained deity. The wood had to do with the will of God. He was saying, when you line up with my will, I'll consume the sacrifice. So you have to look in your life and see, well, where are things out of order? What's not in line? And maybe you don't know, so you begin to pray, God, whatever is not of you, move it. Whatever, but show me, Lord God. But before you can pray, Lord, open my eyes, what do you have to do? You have to open your mind up. If you're proud and if you think you got it all together, you will never pray, God, cleanse this land. You will never pray, God, show me what I don't see. It takes a certain level of humility for you to humble yourself and say, God, show me what you see. Reveal to me. Expose to me. Make it crystal clear to me. Cleanse the land. Unify it with yourself. What happened when it lines up in agreement? Every place in the Word of God where you saw agreement, even in Psalms chapter 133, the Bible talks about, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Then it goes on to talk about how it's like, you know, the oil that flowed down from Aaron's beard, it flowed down. But it was in unity, and so something flowed down that consumed all of it, that penetrated all of it. What happened in the book of Acts when everybody gathered together and they were on one accord? There was alignment. There was unity. The Spirit of the Lord came in like a mighty rushing wind, and he filled them. What does filling them sound like? It sounded like consuming them. He filled them with the Spirit. There were the tongues of fire. You want fire to fall? You want God to be glorified? Open your mind up so God can open your eyes. Ask God to cleanse the land. Ask God to purify everything connected to you. Ask God, cry out to God to purify your children. Cry out to God to purify your loved ones, to purify your whole bloodline. Cry out to God to purify your church. Whatever church you're a part of, whatever ministry, whatever you're connected to, give it to God. Ask God to purify it. Lay yourself on the altar. Sacrifice more. Increase your giving. Target your seed for certain things that's going on in your land. Get in covenant with God. The Bible says when Solomon finished praying, hallelujah, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings. You need more fire. This is not the time to be lukewarm. Take all lukewarmness out of me, God. Take all lukewarmness out of the land, God. It's the time to be on fire. You need the fire of the Holy Spirit. The church needs the fire of the Holy Spirit. You intercede for your ministry until there's fire. You intercede for everything connected to you until there's fire. When there's fire, there shall be purification, because the fire purifies. But not only does the fire purify, but it consumes. Consume the land, God. Consume it with yourself, oh God. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, and the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Now, you know, I'm a music major. I have a music degree, and I've done worship my whole life. My dad was a pastor, and I was over the whole music department at the church when I was 14 years old. I've done worship my whole life. I've done music. So I know that scripture, and I know how people pray that. They say, you know, Lord, let the glory fall so that the priest can't even stay in the minister. Hallelujah. And so they're talking about, you know, through the worship, let the, you know, let the glory of the Lord would fill the house. But look at what happened before that glory came. That was some fervent, intensified praying. Solomon, if you read the prayers that Solomon was praying, it wasn't no little bitty short prayers. He was crying out. He was covering all bases. He even covered if the people sinned, God. He said, if they sin and they turn to you with their whole heart and they pray, forgive them. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. God can consume that. It doesn't mean that nobody in your land is going to sin. It doesn't mean that they're going to miss it. But pray that they would have a heart to turn to God. Because God still has a way of keeping it holy and keeping it purified. He just needs one person to be in covenant with him. He don't need everybody. The Bible says, I sought for one to stand in the gap such that the land would not destroy. He needs you. He can use you to change your whole family. He can use you to change it all. Hallelujah. He respects your prayer, and prayer still works. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 3 says, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory filled and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces. Now, what came before the glory? It was the fire. It was the fire and the glory. The Holy Spirit and then the glory. Hallelujah. We need to make sure that we are filled to overflowing with the Spirit of the Lord. Filled to overflowing with his pure Spirit. His pure Spirit, that he would fill us, that everything in us would line up with him, with his original intent. Now is the time, hallelujah, to pray for a greater infilling. But you can't fill a cup, hallelujah. If you can imagine a cup that's filled with dirt, you can't fill it with nothing else. Even if you try to fill it with water, it's going to now be mud. You need to pour yourself out and say, God, I empty myself of me. Fill me with you. Now is the time, Lord God, I want to be filled with fire. I want the Holy Spirit. And even for those of us that are operating in ministry, those of you that know God, you have a relationship with God, crank it up. Crank up the heat. You can turn the heat up more. You can turn it up more. They turned it up on the Hebrew boy 7 times hotter. Turn the heat up. More fire. More glory. More fire for a greater glory. We said we would have an open mind so we could open our eyes. And the one thing we agreed upon is that we were going to give God more. It's more that you can be doing for God to get the results that God would have you to have. Hallelujah. All right. So the people bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, and his mercy endured forever. If you want those results, if you want all the people to bow and worship, you got to lay a foundation for it. God is calling on you to lay the foundation through your sacrifice more, he says, through your obedience more, through your prayer more. Prayer still works, but what is the Spirit of the Lord saying? He's saying not just prayer. He said the formula for my glory to fill the land is not just prayer. It's more than prayer. It's prayer. It's obedience and it's sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's look to the verse 12 through 14. And it said, this is God's response to everything that Solomon had been doing to purify the land and to bring it into alignment and to bring it into unity with God. And if you look at 1 Kings in chapter 8, even more in that verse, let's in verse 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 33 through 35, I want to show you the heart of Solomon, because this is the way we have to pray. This is how thorough we have to be in our prayer. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 33 through 35, it says, when thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against thee and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. He said, even when they wrong and they see their wrong and they call upon your name and they turn to you, Lord, forgive them. This has to be our heart if you want to see the glory of God. It can't be, you know, that you're enjoying to see the judgment of God on people. No, your heart has to be, God, restore this people. I'm making a covenant with you, Lord, even when they sin, Lord, that they would be covered and that they would have a heart to turn back to you and to pray. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he was old, he will not depart from it. But the word of God also says, a righteous man fall down 7 times and get back up. The righteous in the word of God is not just defined by those who walk a straight line, even though God is saying, live holy. Hey, don't mistake it. God is saying, live holy, live holy. But the grace and the mercy of God in the intercessors has to be, Lord, even when they miss it, give them a heart to turn to you. Even when they fall, give them a mind to get up. Cause them to know your grace. Hallelujah. Cause them to know your mercy. Cause them to know your love and to run to you. Hallelujah. The most humble time in the lives of people is when they just messed up. Because they're confronted with their own mortality. They're confronted with their own limitations. They're confronted with their own mistakes. And they have to admit that they need more. They need God. So our heart in our land is not, God, you know, that we think we're more righteous if we don't make mistakes. It's not about that. It's about, Lord, help them to get up. Cause them to know that you are the God who will never leave them. You are the God who will never forsake them. You are the God who will restore. You are the God who is the repairer of the breach. You are the God of grace and mercy. Cause them to know, Lord God, that your love endures forever. Cause them to know that you are good. Hallelujah. Cause them to know, Lord God, that grace and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life. Follow them with your grace. Follow them with your mercy. When they mess up, pick them up with your grace. Pick them up with your mercy. Cause them to turn to you. Forgive them. That's how you cover people. That's how you cover your land. Through wisdom. That's how you do it. When you intercede for them, that's why the Bible says love covers a multitude of faults. A real heart, a pure heart says, look, if everybody don't have to be exposed, Lord, but just let them turn to you. Hallelujah. Let them run to you. Let them get back up. Restore them. Forgive them. Because that's what you need in your life. Hallelujah. Verse 35, when heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned. In other words, he's saying when they're lacking and it's their fault. Because the Bible says sin brings death. So Solomon did not have a judgmental heart. He says heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee. If they pray toward this place. See, that's why we need to be praying that the people on our land would have a heart to pray, a heart to talk to God, a heart to seek God. That they would seek God while he may be found. Pray that for people. Intercede that. Intercede that they would be drawn to the things of God. Pray. 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 Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Pray. We were praying. We were having prayer yesterday, and this wasn't even our 5 a.m. prayer time because we pray at 5 a.m. every day. But we were praying yesterday. It was in the evening. We've been having special times of prayer, binding the works of darkness, coming against, hallelujah, everything that Balaam thought he could get Balaam to do in the spirit because no weapon's going to prosper. We've been coming against every curse, coming against everything that the enemy's trying to do in the darkness. Hallelujah, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But as we were praying, my son came home and he said, a stranger, an older man, to me about God for 20 minutes, and he sowed the seed into my life. And my son turned around and gave the money to me. That was while we were praying. While we were praying, and what have we been praying for the past three weeks, the past month? We've been praying, God, cleanse the land, unify it with yourself. Touch everybody in this land. Draw everybody to you. Give them hearts to repent. Give them mind. And how many of you know God works miracles? The Bible says, look, be careful who you entertain, for some have entertained angels unaware. If God sent the angel of the Lord to block Balaam, who will he send to talk to your kids? Who will he send to deal with your loved ones? What will he do if you cry out to him? What will he do if you really sacrifice, obey, and pray? Hallelujah. He'll fill it with fire. He'll be glorified. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see the heart of Solomon as he covered his land. He said, Lord, look, Lord, I can't promise you that they're going to be holy. I can't promise you that they're not going to be affected by the sins of these nations that are all around us, that idolatry won't try to come in. But, Lord, when they pray to you, I'm just saying, Lord, please forgive them. I'm just saying, Lord, please remember them. You ought to be praying that some hearts turn. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't worry about the sin. Don't worry about, don't focus on the iniquity. Don't focus on, you know, whatever's going on. Just pray. Sacrifice. Obey God. Lift up obedience. Hallelujah. Verse 35, when heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of that people, Israel. He's interceding for his land, Israel, his people, his generation, his nation, his family, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. He's saying, Lord, when they deserve for heaven to be shut up, let it rain anyway. Teach them to do the right thing. Lord, when they're messing up and when they're turning from you, teach them. Holy Spirit, shine light on them and help them to know the right way to go. Help them to turn to the good, Lord God. Lord, you teach them. Precious Holy Spirit, can you give people to God like that? Can you trust the Spirit of the Lord like that to teach them? You may not know how God's going to do it. You may not know who God is going to use to do it. But give it to God. Say, God, teach them. Cause them to know the right way. Hallelujah. We're talking about covering the land. We're talking about cleansing the land. We're talking about prayer still works. Let my land be filled with your glory, oh God. Praise the Lord. Flip back over if you have your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 7. We're looking at the example from the wisest man that ever lived other than Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12. It says this. Praise the Lord. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. Solomon, I want you to know right there, Solomon got a visitation. His visitation didn't come, you know, because he was so wonderful. His visitation didn't come because God is a respecter of persons, because the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. But we read in the Word, well, God respects prayer. His visitation came because of his obedience, his sacrifice, and his prayer. How many of you need a visitation? Hallelujah. Verse 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 13, if I set up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and here it is. This is another verse everybody likes to quote. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. That came on the back of Solomon's prayers. That wasn't just a haphazard if my people called. No, that was because Solomon stood in the gap for the land. That was a covenant between God and Solomon. Solomon's whole ministry, Solomon's whole destiny was a covenant between God and David. Everything you do is affecting everybody connected to you. Hallelujah. Everything you do by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. How will they turn from their wicked ways? Through your prayers, because prayer still works. Come against those spirits of wickedness. Come against the darkness that's binding them. Pray until something happens. Push. Pray. Stay in that secret place. Come against the blindfolds. The Bible says that the enemy has put blindfolds on them. Pray those blindfolds off. Pray the light into them. Render the powers of darkness harmless, inoperative, ineffective against them. then that's how they're going to turn from their wicked ways. Prayer is going to turn them from their wicked ways. Prayer, and it says, and humble themselves. How are they going to humble themselves? Hallelujah. They're going to humble themselves. Oh, that's going to be prayer too. Hallelujah. Pray that they would be humble. Pray a spirit of humility. Come against pride. You can't turn to God while you're proud. That's what caused the devil to fall. That's what caused the ultimate separation between God and darkness. No, pray a spirit of humility on them. As you're interceding for them, come against all pride and say, Lord, I thank you that they're humbling themselves. Lord, I pray the spirit of humility. I rebuke the spirit of pride. Drive all pride out of your land. Declare my land is humble before the Lord. Everybody on my land, I declare a spirit of humility. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah, I declare that everybody in my land humble themselves before the mighty hand of God. That's how they're going to humble themselves and pray. How are they going to pray? Hallelujah. First of all, you be an example of prayer. Do you see how much Solomon, how many assemblies Solomon had and called all them people while he was praying? He was an example of prayer. The one thing everybody knew about Solomon is that he was going to call them together and pray. He prayed. He was an example of prayer. You should be an example of prayer in your family. They should know you praying for them. They may not always come say it. They may not always come say it, but they should know that you are praying. Be the example of prayer. Be the example of obedience. Be the example of sacrifice. Solomon led the offerings with his giving. He gave more than everybody else. Lead them into prayer. Lead them into giving. Lead them into obedience. Intercede for them until they humble themselves. Intercede for them until they turn to God. Intercede for them until they turn from those wicked ways. Intercede until they start praying. Bless the name of the Lord. Prayer still works. Hallelujah. Pray the fire of the Holy Ghost. Consume everything in this land. Oh, Lord, seal my land with your fire. I'm telling you, we were praying cleanse the land. We saw so much stuff happening. I'm telling you, we had people move out the neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Loved ones checked in the rehab. God was moving all in the neighborhood. God was moving all on the street, all on the next street. Pray. God wants to consume the land. He wants to consume your family. He wants to deal with them. He needs somebody standing on the wall. That's all he needs is you. You can change it all. Solomon changed it. Solomon consecrated it. Solomon gave it to God. Solomon took care of generations even after him. He was dead and gone, and anybody that turned to the Lord and prayed and humbled themselves, God was still forgiving them and healing their land because of Solomon. Give your house to God, your family, and everything connected to you. Give your generation to God. Consecrate it. You do it yourself. You don't need everybody to get there. You do it. Don't just give yourself to God. Give everything to him. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Your world and they that dwell therein. Your reality and they that dwell therein belongs to the Lord. If they come into your life, give them to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 15, verse 8. I want to shed some light on some strategy here of restoration, because God wants to restore. Your land needs a healing. Your family needs to be restored. Things need to be lined up with God and with his will. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, you need to give things to God. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, hallelujah. So since you need to give it to God, you need to give your land to God. Let's look at Luke chapter 15 and verse 8. Let's see what it says. They will turn from their wicked ways. Seek my face. Seek my face. God wants, you know, you pray that the people on your land would seek the face of God, would seek God. But I'm telling you, you have to seek God first. In order for them to seek God, you have to seek God. We're going to look at Luke 15 and 8. But before we do, let's turn to John. I just want you to see things in the Word of God. John chapter 17. And this is the example of Jesus. In John chapter 17. If you get bored with the Word, something is wrong. Amen. You should be taking delight in every scripture. You say, oh, okay, so I know she's on it. Oh, okay, that is the word. Okay, I see it more clearly now. You should desire more scriptures. Everything I say, you should want a scripture behind it. Hallelujah. John chapter 17. Let's see the example of Jesus. Because what we see with Solomon is a pattern of one person giving the whole land to God. One person giving everybody connected to him to God. The whole land. Their good days and their bad days. The song says, I had some good days. I had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days, some sleeping. All the days, every day that they had, we're giving it to God. Hallelujah. When they sin, we give that day to God. Lord, let them turn to you. On a good day, Lord, let them give you the glory. But God, we're giving the people to you. We're giving this land to you. We're praying that they will be humble. Help them to humble themselves. Rebuke, don't you dare let the spirit of pride rule and reign in your land. Because God said, I resist the proud. But I draw nigh to the humble. We need God drawing nigh to our loved ones. We need God close to us. Bind up the spirit of pride. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 17. Let's look at the example of Jesus in verse. Let's look at verse 1. John chapter 17, verse 1. The Bible says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father. So you see Solomon praying to heaven. You see Jesus praying to heaven. Jesus said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. What was Jesus' whole focus? The glory. He wanted the glory of the Lord. What was Solomon's focus with all those sacrifices? What did he really want? What was his focus with all that praying? What did he really want? The glory. What do you really need in your life? We sing the song, I Need Your Glory. But the glory is what it's all about. If God's not being glorified, it's not worth it. It's not worth anything. There needs to be the glory of God. There needs to be the fire of God. Whatever you do with your life, glorify God. Let God be glorified. You were not born for nothing. There is a purpose and an ordination upon your life that God would be glorified. Jesus was sent into the earth so that God could be glorified. And even as he was about to go to Calvary, he said, Lord, the hour is come. But he said, but glorify me that I might also glorify thee. You can see the spirit of unity. God was saying, look, Jesus was saying, God, glorify me, and I'm going to glorify you. The purpose of the glory is not so that you can have a big name. The purpose of the glory is not so that you can look good. And it's not so that you can be exalted in the earth and everybody can say, oh, that person got the glory. Oh, that person is anointed. No, you need more glory so you can glorify God more. The more glory that's on your life, the more glory God gets. The more of his glory that you can establish in the earth, the greater it is for the Lord. How many of you know we're going to pass away, but God will still be getting glory in the earth? Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus was praying, God, glorify me that I can glorify you. That needs to be your prayer. Lord, glorify me so I can glorify you more. May my land be filled with your glory, O God. Verse 2, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. He's praying for people to believe on God so that they can be saved. You need to be praying that in your land. You need to be praying that prayer over everybody connected to you. You need to be praying, right there it is in verse 3, that they might know thee, the only true God. There is no God but the only living God. There is no God but El Elyon, the Most High God. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, he's the only true and the only living God. Don't let there be any idols on your land. Don't let them worship anything other than the true and living God. Cast down every idol. Idol fall and worship the true and living God. Praise the Lord. What are you praying for your land? Here's another example, Jesus, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus Christ is the door. Jesus Christ is the way. Verse 4, look at what Jesus said. I want you to see the heart of Jesus. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. As Jesus, you know, the last statement of a letter is the climax. It's the conclusion of the whole matter. Jesus said the conclusion of the whole matter is the glory. It started with the glory with me in heaven, and let it end with the glory. I don't know about y'all, but there's a story to my life. Before I was born, God was being glorified. Before I was born, there was a whole move of God that was taking place. Before I even had flesh, before I even formed in my mother's womb good, before I even got to the earth, God was being glorified. It started with the glory. When cancer polyps developed on my mother's womb while she was pregnant with me, and they wanted to have an abortion. Hallelujah. And they wanted to have
heard folks
be glorified.
There's no place here for God.
You ended with the glory.
Still on she came through the shame that flushed her face until at last.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. That God will be glorified. And we rebuke every distraction, but that God will be glorified. Amen. How many of you can say that you have a story? Maybe God delivered you from some things. Hallelujah. Maybe there were some difficult circumstances and situations in your life, and God was already drawing glory around you. You need to pray that you would finish the work that he's assigned to you. That was Solomon's mission. Solomon said, I finished the house. I built the house. This was my destiny. This was my assignment. That you can say, I finished it. Jesus was saying, look, glorify me, Lord God. Glorify the work that thou hast given me to do. Praise the Lord. All right, so we can see Jesus' heart. Now, look at verse 20. We're still in John chapter 17, verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So he's saying, look, I'm not just praying for this generation. I'm praying for everybody through the ages that shall believe on me. So he prayed, first of all, that they would believe on him. Remember, we got to pray that they will be humble. We got to pray that they will pray. We got to pray that they will turn from their wickedness. Jesus did it. So not only did he pray that they would believe on him and that they would turn to God, but he prayed also for those which would believe through their word, that they may all be one. He prayed a spirit of unity. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. There's power and unity, and the glory which thou gave me. Now, before he talked about the glory with the people, he prayed that they would be one. Remember, unity comes before the glory, because where there is the unity, God commands the blessing. His glory is not going to come upon something when there's division. You need to drive all division out of your land, drive all confusion out of your land. Pray a spirit of unity. Pray that God would bless everybody to come together. The thief comes not but for to, in John 10:10, to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And the glory which thou gavest me, I gave them, that they may be one as we were one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. Did you see Jesus covering everybody? Your call to pray for the land, and prayer still works. Hallelujah. You're called to usher in the glory into your land. Ushering in the glory is not just about worship service at church. Ushering in the glory is about what you do every day when you're interceding for your loved one. Ushering in the glory is about what you're doing when you're sacrificing and you're giving more than you've ever given before. Ushering in the glory is about when you're obeying the fullness of the call of God on your life and you're committed to finish everything you started in God, everything he told you to do. Hallelujah. Ushering in the glory is when you allow yourself to be emptied of yourself and to be filled with more with his presence, more with his spirit. Oh, usher your glory into the land, Lord God. Let the land be filled with your glory. Bless the name of the Lord. I want you to turn out Luke chapter 15 and verse 8 as we begin to close. I'm going to take you to this parable. Luke chapter 15 and verse 8. Praise the Lord. And it says this. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doeth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it. When she found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together and rejoice. Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. That Jesus in his ministry, he gave parables, and he told parables. And the purpose of his parables and his stories was to open the minds of the people so he could open their eyes. It was to get them to thinking and to get them to understand, to connect with their understanding so he could change their thinking, so he could show them something. It was to help them to see it. So this parable had to do with salvation. It had to do with those that are lost. There are those in your land that are lost. There are those in your land that need to come to the Lord. But I want you to know that it not only has to do with those that are lost, but it has to do with whatever's missing in you, whatever's missing in your life. The Bible says if you had 10 and you lost one, wouldn't you do a few things until you got everything that belonged to you, until you had it all there with you, until you were fully restored, until the perfect will of God was being done, until you had the fullness of the perfect will of God in your finances, until you had the fullness of the perfect will of God in your relationships, your loved ones saved, your children saved. Hallelujah. God is moving in your family. He's unified the land. You've come against all idolatry. Wouldn't you do some things until you got that, until you had all 10, you had everything that belonged to you? This is about your inheritance. This is about what's rightfully yours. This is about that which has been stolen from you. This is about that which has been lost. Whatever's lost, the Spirit of the Lord says, hallelujah, as you pray, as you are obedient, and as you sacrifice, you shall be restored. This is about your restoration. Hallelujah. But I want you to take note of the three things that took place in verse 8. It says, even what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lost one, please look, if you lose 10, if you have 10 and you lose one, somebody might say, I'm still doing good. That's 90%. That's still an A. Somebody might say, well, I'm still doing good. I still have abundance. That's still more than enough. I can do what I need to do with my life with my 9 pieces of silver. Stop settling. It's not the time to settle. It's the time for the fullness of the glory of God. It's the time for the fullness of everything to align with and unify itself with the perfect will of God. If you see something, anything in your land that's not aligning itself with the will of God, the established purpose of God, his decrees, what the word of God say, pray until it change. Don't settle. But what three things do we see that take place in Luke chapter 15, verse 8? Either what woman having 10 pieces, if she lose one, does not light a candle. That's the first thing. Sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it. Light a candle. The Bible says this. It says, thy word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Trying to be restored. And you're trying to have everything in your land to line up with God. And you want everything in its place. That's what this is about. Everything unified. Everything in position. Everything in alignment. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Hallelujah. You want the fullness of restoration that you know that God has for you. Light a candle. Turn the light on. Increase the light in your life. Increase word, the word of God. And let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Increase your time in the word. Increase your time speaking the word, declaring the word. Turn on the light. That's how you turn it on. You're not going to be restored. You're not going to find anything. Things are not going to come into place until you increase the light. Increase the light in your life today. Hallelujah. Increase the word of God. The word of God facilitates prayer. It produces prayer. You need the word of God in you so that it can sustain your prayer life. You're going to pray the word of God. How are you going to pray? You're going to pray the will of God. How are you going to know it? Through the word of God. Turn the light on. What is the second thing that it says that you would do if you need to be restored and you need everything in its place, nothing missing, nothing broken? You need shalom in your life. It says sweep the house. Hallelujah. It has to do with cleaning up. It's time to clean up. It's time to get everything in order. Anything in you, this is personal, anything in you that is displeasing God, clean up. Get it in order. Anything that is out of place. See, one thing that happens when you sweep is, you know, you may have things all over the floor, but once you sweep, then everything that's supposed to be in the trash go in the trash. It's some things that are lingering around your life that need to go in the trash, that are lingering all around you that should not be. Sweep the house. How can he fill a glass that's already filled with mud? Clean up, says the Spirit of the Lord. Clean the land. Clean it up. And what is the third thing? It says, seek diligently until you find it. One thing that Solomon prayed for the people, he said, Lord, if they seek you, forgive them. And he prayed that they would seek the Lord. Then what did the Lord come back and say in 2 Chronicles 7:14? If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll heal the land. God is saying to you today, you want things to be restored. You want, you know, your loved ones to thrive. You want your land to be healed. You want things to be in order. He's saying today that prayer still works. It's going to come through your prayer life. It's going to come through your obedience. It's going to come through your sacrifice. But he's saying you have to seek me with your whole heart. Seek me. Hallelujah. Seek me like you've never sought me before. Seek me until the land is clean. Give until it's clean. Give until it's purified. Sacrifice until you can't sacrifice anymore. You can give God more. He's saying, seek my, people on your land will seek my face. He says, then you're going to find that lost coin. He says, then you're going to be restored. Then shalom is going to come into your life. Wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, everything in place. Hallelujah. You're going to see results like you've never seen before. The Spirit of the Lord is calling for his people to cleanse the land. He's calling for his people to pray until it changes. Praise the name of the Lord. How many of you on the line today can say, I'm going to give God more? You can say, I'm going to lift up those three things in my life, a greater sacrifice. I'm going to disconnect from anything that's of idolatry. I'm going to disconnect of anything that's not serving the true and the living God. I'm going to pray until it's purified. There shall be no idolatry on my land. We all bow down and worship the King of Glory. The fire of God will consume the sacrifice, and the glory will fill the temple. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prayer still works. Be encouraged, precious people. Pray more than ever. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. All right, back to you, Sister Ruby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. As Sister Ruby comes back on the line, let's just begin to thank God. Just open your heart and thank God that we believe that God is stirring in you that heart that's going to get it done, that heart that you will be the one like Solomon. You will be the one like Jesus that ushers in the glory in a whole generation, that ushers in the glory in a whole nation of people. Praise the Lord. God said, I will raise up a nation that will obey. But he's going to do it through a person that will obey. He's going to do it through a Solomon. He's going to do it through a Jesus. He's going to do it through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, we want to give you a chance to come back on the line, and then we would like to pray for the people a little later. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Amen, amen. I don't know what happened to Sister Ruby and whatnot, but amen. All right, amen. We thank and praise God. Amen to God. We're trying to see what's going on with the board and whatnot right here. But, again, we thank and praise God for that word. Amen to God. And we're going to try to just go to the lines and whatnot and see, amen to God, what we got going on here. Amen. I'm going to open up some lines here as well. Amen. I'm trying to see what's going on here. All right, so we're just going to start at the top of the list here. Amen to God. 631, your last four digits are 4669. Amen. We're going to open up your line for a comment. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I'm trying to, amen, work this and whatnot. So let me know if you guys can hear it. Amen.
Amen. I hear you.
Amen. All right, so 631-4669, your line is open. Amen.
I agree totally with the message that came forth today. And because prayer is that which changes, it changes our lives and those that are around us.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's necessary. I was listening to the woman of God as she talked about prayer. A lot of times we think about prayer as, amen to God, something you do at the last minute. You know, you say, okay, now all we can do now is pray. But that should be our first thing. Amen. Amen.
That's
to
right.
Do to pray and whatnot. Because prayer, amen to God, still works. Amen to God. And this is a sure and a rhema word for somebody has been putting God on a back burner. Amen to God. We got to put them on the front burner.
That's
amen.
It.
Because
amen.
One thing about the priest and the high priest in the temple and whatnot, their job was to keep the fire burning. And that didn't just happen by just praying to God. Said God, the woman of God said obedience, amen to God, sacrifice, and prayer. We have to do something, amen,
yes.
To keep that fire burning, amen. So we're going to go
Hallelujah.
To the next call, amen. Providence, darling, we're going to open up your line, amen to God. 252, the
praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Yes, praise God for you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I have rejoiced and been glad in it. So I thank God. I give God honor. I tell you, I give him truly honor for this topic on this week. My soul has been truly blessed. I give him honor on the day. I just thank God for God being God. I thank God for him in my life. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I give honor to Pastor Bernard and her absence. Can y'all hear me? Because I hear a whole lot of
yes,
other
can hear
things
you.
Going on. I give honor to Pastor Bernard and her absence.
That's darling.
I give honor to Sister Ruby. I give honor to
a question, Marco. Go ahead.
I give honor to Minister Democrat. I just give honor to Pastor Miracles. I just thank God for you. You know, this message was for the beginner and the more advanced person that pray. And it really has encouraged my heart on today because I was God had told me that I wasn't finished bringing forth the word in reference to Second Chronicles. And as you began to talk, it something was moving in my belly, which was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And God said there's some more that has to come out, some more that has to be birthed. So I thank God when you put the prayer down on today, to God be the glory, it affected me. So I just want you to know I thank God. I appreciate your ministry. I appreciate your prayers. And I just want you to know that God is pleased with you on today, and you have changed my life on today because God is letting me know, it was confirming it, that you're not finished with that topic. So, because I was saying, what should I tell the people on next week? He said, you got to go back in. And when you go back in, I'm going to do something. Hallelujah. So I thank God because the prayer you prayed for us, something to take place, something to happen. So I just want you to know your prayers are effective, which you already know, and there's power in your prayer. Don't stop praying, which I know you're not. And I thank God because you have affected many lives, even on today. So I thank God for the confirmation God gave me. And I tell you, first I thought it was the food that I had a little few minutes ago, but I knew it was the Holy Ghost that was filling in my belly, saying there's more to come out. So hallelujah, I give God glory. Hallelujah, and I want him to be glorified in my life. So I thank God, because truly when she said that we have to make a sacrifice, I heard a whole lot that you said, but we have to make a sacrifice. And sometimes you may not feel like praying, people, but you must pray in season and out of season. No matter what's going on, pray.
Right.
It don't look right now. Things look a little dark. Things look like it ain't going to come forth. But pray, because God is answering prayers, and he shall come forth, and you shall see the manifestation. God bless each and every one of you. Keep praying. God bless y'all. And thank you, Pastor Miracle.
Hallelujah. Praise God for you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think we got Sister Ruby back. Yeah, amen. I'm trying to see what's going on here. Sister Ruby, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can y'all hear me?
Okay.
Amen. We can hear you.
Hey, man, something was going on with the boards and whatnot. I think I fixed it because I went on here. We heard music in the background, and then Sister Ruby went out and whatnot. So I got in here now and whatnot, so I think we're back to normal. So, amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. Amen.
Then go ahead if you want. It's a blessing. I heard an Egypt Pastor Miracle calling me, but it seemed like it was locked down. But the devil don't want nobody. We overrode him. God bless. Go ahead. Go ahead on, Minister Democrat. Mother.
Amen.
Mother Charity is next.
All right, and all the lines were open, amen, hallelujah, when I got in here. So I think, I don't know what's going on. Okay. Well, they
I opened
hallelujah.
All of them to see whether they could hear me.
Okay.
We rebuke every distraction, every hindrance.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, so it looks like we're back to normal here. All right, Sister Ruby, amen, guys. So I'm going to come out of here now. It looks like everything's back to normal.
Bless, thank you for coming tuning in, and that's what we do. We kingdom working minded for Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. What the song say? Satan, we gonna tear your kingdom down.
Kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you,
Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless. Amen. I certainly did enjoy. Amen. The woman of God bringing forth the word continually concerning prayer. Amen. Because we need prayer. We cannot make this journey without prayer. Because the prayers of the righteous avail us much. Praise the Lord. And it will build you up through prayer. I tell you, you're going to be weak, and you just can't make this journey without prayer. You must pray. Amen. That's where your strength is at. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I just enjoyed her talking concerning prayer and all of the things that is accomplished through prayer. Praise the Lord. So we need more prayer. Amen. Glory to God. And in the name of Jesus, men always should pray and not faint. And
yes.
Y'all pray for me in Jesus' name. I certainly enjoyed her so much. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless. We're going to Sister T. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. I just want to just praise the Lord and just thank God for all that came forth on today. I was listening intentionally, and I thank God that he had me in a quiet place where I could really hear the word. But I just know this was for me today. You know, she said something about sometimes we just give God these little short prayers and think that things are just going to work out for us. But God is desiring more. He wants more time. So I noticed that I have been giving him more time, and I just want to continue to grow. And I just thank you, Pastor Miracle. That was so beautiful today. You know, I appreciate the woman of God you are, and I love everybody on the line. You guys' names have been coming up in prayer a lot for me, so praise my prisoner. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you, too. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, too.
God bless you. I thank a couple of them left off, I guess, because of the confusion. But the Lord knows, and that word was so awesome, Pastor Miracle Burlington. And then when you said grow your, what you said, point, see, maybe a problem, and then say, fill your land with your glory, with God's glory. Isn't that awesome? I say, Lord, I thank you for this anointed pastor and woman of God that you sent with this rhema word from on high. We always say, don't shut off, because God has a rhema word just for you, and it was for me too, Pastor Miracle. So we're so grateful that you would take time out just to come on this broadcast as Evangelist Bernard, the Lord lead her, to ask the speakers, the pastors, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, everybody. It's just been awesome all week long about prayer still works. So God bless you. And did you want me to open a line? Maybe anybody want prayer? I can open a line before you go off, Pastor Miracle.
Amen. Please do, Sister Ruby.
Okay, then we're going to open the lines up here a minute, and we're going to go by, if you let us know, then she'll know, Pastor Miracle will know where to go. We have about 6 callers. We have 2 in the chat room, Pastor Greg and another one. I couldn't understand his name, but it's Sumnet. So we thank you so much for being in the chat room, and the prayers for y'all too. So whoever wants prayer, all your lines are open, so you can go forth with Pastor Miracle.
Hallelujah. You have a prayer request, or then now is the time. Now is the time where you can lift it up, and we'll pray right now. We want to lift you up before the Lord. So if there are any prayer needs, and I'm telling you, God will move. Prayer definitely still works. Amen. All right, so anybody, like you said, the lines are open, and so we're just going to listen to see if there are any special prayer requests.
Amen, amen, amen. This is, amen, Liberal Democrat. I have a prayer request, amen. The Bible says, amen, that, you know, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, amen, to God. And my request is, amen, to God, that we pray today for some principalities that have been assigned over, you know, this ministry in particular, like on Blog Talk Radio, how it attacked the devices and the people assigned to it, amen, to God, and those in the ministry right now and whatnot, you know, just pray, you know, those principalities, those lieutenant demons, those captain demons who've been assigned to buffet the ministries, if we can just, amen, come against them today, amen. That's my prayer request, amen.
Amen. What a pleasure. Amen. Yes. You know what? Let's pray. Let's pray that prayer right now before we get any more. Let's intercede for this ministry, New Destiny Ministry.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you a prayer that's very powerful. When we pray, we've been saying cleanse the land and unify with their purpose. So anything that is not of God needs to move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cancel every satanic assignment. We bind up the forces of darkness. We render the power of darkness harmless and ineffective. We cancel the plan of the enemy in the mighty name. We clap. No weapon formed against this ministry shall prosper. No weapon formed against Evangelist Bernard shall prosper. Those that are assigned to this ministry that she would rightfully the righteous from the wicked in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, from the realms of darkness would turn back. Hallelujah, visit the enemies with the fear and dread of your chosen people. Lord God, that you covered this line.
Hallelujah, cover the line, God.
You called New Destiny Ministry. It shall not be destroyed. It shall not be hindered. It shall not, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Satan, the Lord rebukes you.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Consume everything.
We use your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We put your
purify,
name above it.
Your glory.
The blood
be
of
glorified.
Jesus.
Be glorified.
That's right. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
You said you would separate the weak from the test.
Hallelujah,
the
Lord.
Separation, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. That's right, Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 God.
The that tries to kill baby Jesus while he's yet a baby, that wants to destroy him before he can grow up, that this ministry shall thrive. It shall flourish. It shall go forth.
Hallelujah, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Upon it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You gotta cry out.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus,
hallelujah, Lord.
He's rendered powerless. He took over in my son.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
He took over in the place where he was, according to Psalms. Chapter 37, he is no more.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We say yes, God.
Be healed in Jesus' name. If you've been feeling under attack, we rebuke it.
Jesus, Jesus,
you
Jesus.
You are the healed of the Lord.
This is your
you
life,
not
Holy
be removed
Ghost.
From your place.
This is your people, Holy
Sister
Ghost.
Sister Ruby, you're secure in the mighty name Jesus. Of Jesus Christ. Every person on assignment, every person in position in this ministry, you shall stand.
Jesus.
Rivers of living water. You shall bring forth fruit.
Jesus.
Your leaves are not withered and you're gonna prosper.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's
liberal
right.
Democrat,
that's
you
right.
shall
Holy
stand.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Lord. We rebuke the spirit of Jezebel.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We rebuke the spirit of Jezebel.
That's right.
That tries to rise up. He done that tries to take charge, that tries to hold position, that tries to run something. We rebuke it.
New Orleans, her home at 11 o'clock a.m. this morning, And
all
praise
right.
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard. Okay, then. So, you know, this line go out, but I see her on there, but I wanted to pray for Pastor Miracle. I know she's tired, but the Lord brought her through with all so many prayers. So before we go to anybody that's on the line, Pastor Miracle, still pray for you. Pray for Evangelist Bernard, Pastor Miracle.
Oh, amen. Yes, Lord. Father, we Hallelujah. Thank you for Evangelist Bernard. We thank you for the anointing that's on her. We thank you that you're increasing her ability to draw, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're increasing, Lord God, the anointing that's on her life, increasing your glory upon her, that you're being glorified in her,
yes,
Lord, that the works of her
yes,
hands
God.
Is prospering.
Yes,
oh, we're praying for explosion because of her obedience, because
Hallelujah.
Of her sacrifice. Because of the prayer life, Lord God, that the same way that you honor Solomon, you're honoring her, Lord God.
Yes,
you're giving
yes.
her a land of worshipers. You're giving her a land of people filled with the glory. You're giving her a land of people that love you with their whole heart. Thank you for your covenant with her land, God. We pray divine protection over her, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, that nothing shall by any means hurt her.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord God, that everything, Lord, that your perfect will, that she would be able to finish that which you've assigned to her hands. We're
yes,
praying an anointing for her to finish, to complete it to the fullness, Lord.
That's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Lord, increase her
Hallelujah.
Energy, Lord God. Increase her productivity, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Increase her ability to get things done, even through others. Raise up those with pure hearts, Lord God. Raise up the pure-hearted to surround her. Surround her with the right people, Lord God. Divinely protect her. Lord
God,
we thank you for her family. And we come together in a spirit of unity, praying, Lord God, that her entire land would be healed. Her entire family would be drawn unto the cross of Calvary. Lord, let there be miracles of deliverance in her family. Miracles.
Yes.
We lift up her faithfulness. You said, Lord, that you are not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. And we're praying because of her labor of love, Lord God, that you would show her that you're not forgetting. Lord, we're praying deliverance in her family. We're praying healing and put things in place. Put people back in the right place. Bring restoration, Lord. Cause her to have the fullness of all that you've ordained for her. Let nothing be missing, Lord God, in her life. Let nothing be stolen. Nothing be broken. We're praying shalom for her. We're praying the fullness of everything that you promised. Hallelujah. That it comes to pass speedily. Astound her, oh God, with your goodness and your mercy. Increase her discernment. Give her a double portion of discernment in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah. In this hour, help her to discern even more, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, a prayer covering around her. Hallelujah. Cover her. We're covering her now in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, according your name
to Psalms chapter
now,
91,
God.
She does dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. No plague comes nigh her dwelling, Lord God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against her prosper. 1,000 may fall in her left hand. 10,000 at her right side, but it will not come not her. We're praying for her elevation, Lord God, even in the body of Christ. Elevate New Destiny Ministries, Lord God, because of the cleanliness of our hands and the purity of our heart. And we're bringing it before you, Lord God, in the spirit of unity. And where there is unity, you command the blessing. And we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Anybody else want prayer or?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I pray for everybody on this call right now that fire, hallelujah, that what God needs to restore your land would rise up in you. That he would get what he needs to turn it around for everybody. He would get it from you.
Hallelujah.
That you would begin
Hallelujah.
To turn
Receive
and change.
God.
You would begin to lift up more. You would begin to give God exactly what it is he's looking for. That he would cut that covenant in the earth and heal everybody. Deliver everybody because of you. Lord, that you would open our eyes to see what it is that's missing. Open our eyes to see what it is that we need to do. Open, speak to us, Lord God. Visit us, oh God.
Do it, God.
We're praying a revival in every heart.
We're praying a revival in every prayer life, a revival in every secret place, Lord God. Draw your precious people into the secret place. Draw your precious people into the word. Draw them to you, the Lord. Cause us to seek you with a reckless abandon, Lord God, like never before. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord.
And it is so, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We've truly been blessed, Pastor Mary.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Grateful. And we just thank the Lord for you. The Lord fill you back up what you have gave out to his people today and bless you the more as you go forth in your ministry and your church and your family of believers that's in your church. We just love you and thank you and praise you with the love of Jesus Christ. So with that, we just thank you, and we thank you for staying to pray. And like I said, Evangelist Bernard, I called at 7:30 this morning, and she said she was headed there. She was leaving Baltimore. She was headed into New Orleans or one of the, go to three different places. And then she was on the line. She was in and out because she take it. And she said she made it into New Orleans, her home, at 11 o'clock her time. So I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for praying for, because the prayers of the saints to take you in. And y'all have to be alone because Jesus is there with you. So with that, and Pastor Miracle, we thank you so much for praying for broadcast today. And with that, if anything else, you can close us out with prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Ruby. I do give thanks to Evangelist Bernard for the sensitivity to the Spirit of the Lord. We know that God sets before us the open door. So I'm grateful, to be connected, and I'm grateful, for the opportunity to be a part of this family and to minister the word of God. And we're just believing for a greater heart and a greater passion, hallelujah, to do what's required so that God's glory would just fill the earth. That's our prayer. That's our prayer. And that's what I'm praying, that fire has been stirred up in every person today, every person that was on the line. It's all about the glory of God, and prayer still works. The Lord has respect unto our prayers. And our prayers, when we speak the word of God and we pray the word, shall not return unto us void. Hallelujah. And just encouraging the precious saints to be not weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. For, if you do not faint, you will reap in due season. Amen. So praise God. Everybody be encouraged. Everybody stay on the wall of intercession. Let your hearts be filled with compassion for everybody, the sinners, the saints, and the angels, everybody in between. Just pray. Just keep them covered and know that God is faithful. He's faithful, and he hears you when he pray, and he's answering. Hallelujah. We're going to lift up a life of sacrifice more. We're going to lift up a life of obedience, and we're going to stay before the Lord. We're going to pray without ceasing, and God's confirming his word with signs following. Hallelujah. I have a million praise reports I could give you. I have a million stories about prayer results. I get them in every day. We're praying for people all over the country every day, and we're getting praise reports, change reports every day. I could go on and on and on about miracles. But you know what? It's time for you to get your journal for your miracles out. Get your journal about your loved ones. And you take notes of what God is doing in you. You take notes of every time somebody tell you God did something in them. Every time you see little changes. And you begin to stand on the wall. And you monitor how the heat is increasing. And you monitor how the glory is beginning to manifest in your own life. Hallelujah. Because I know that it's happening. And I know he's confirming his word today. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. Thank you again, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby. Minister Liberal Democrat, enjoy you all the time. Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Okay. We have Pastor Miracle. I guess I'm going to go back here a minute because we have a lot of times when they hit one, they want a question or answer. So I'm going to go back and see. But we want you to give your prayer number out too.
Amen.
631-4669. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I really enjoyed this family today. It was truly a blessing to think that the Lord would have us all connected, no matter where we are. There's no barriers with him that he has selected today to bring forth this message. Within our hearts could even rise that much higher. It's an honor to be considered his child. And I thank each and every one of you.
God bless. We didn't get your name and where you're from.
My name is Mom Rosalie, and I'm from Mastic, New York.
Oh, you're from New York? I didn't get the first name. I'm sorry. Can you do
Amen.
That?
Amen. God bless you, Mom Rosalie.
Oh, Mom Rosalie. Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you. Thank you again. When we see the number one, when we see a question mark, it usually want to say something to the host. So that's why I went back to you. God bless you. And we got your name, and you're out of New York. God bless you. We're going back again to Minister Liberal Democrat. Do you have anything you wanted to say?
Amen. No, I'm good. Amen to God. I just say I receive that. Amen. Amen. The devil is defeated. Amen.
Yes.
And there's an anointing. The Bible said because of the anointing, the yoke has been destroyed. So I just receive that prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. And speaking of prayer, I definitely want to give you all the prayer information for our prayer line. Myself and our intercessors at God's House Church International here in Houston, Texas, where I'm the senior pastor. We're on the prayer call every morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Amen. And the number to dial in is 712-432-6100. Again, that number is 712-432-6100. And what is the access code? It is 262-151-pound. Again, 262-151-pound. You want your land to be healed? Connect with us. We've been praying for about a month, cleansing the land in unity, and we are seeing it happen. We are seeing God move ferociously throughout the land with his glory, and his will is being established, and he's cleaning house too, and I love it. May his will be done, not mine. Amen. So join us on our Power to Change prayer call. It's experiencing the power to change every morning at 5 a.m., 5 to 6:30 a.m. It's going to fire you up. It'll establish you greater in the things of God. It'll, you know, we go in and out of prophetic exhortations, and, you know, God's going to speak directly to you. That's what the callers say. They say, I heard God talking to me. Amen. And so we just want to encourage you to join us. We'd be honored, you know, to serve and to pray with you. It's a prayer fellowship and a prayer family. Hallelujah. So we're encouraging you to join our prayer family. And that is 5 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. And a blessing. Charity, before we let her go. Mother Charity?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Did you have anything to say? You're going to give us your prayer line. I think y'all correspond almost.
Oh, okay. Yes, well, ours is Monday through Saturday, and that's at 6 to 7 o'clock, 1 hour, praise the Lord, and that's Eastern Standard Time, and then that number is 1-712-432-0700, and the access code number is 163-869 and the pound sign. Praise God. So we've really been having a glorious time, and the Lord has certainly been meeting us there. And we just thank God, amen. Sister Ruby was on there today, praise God. And we had a wonderful, glorious, anointed time. So prayer changes things, and that topic that we got, prayer, what is it?
Prayer still works.
Yeah, prayer still works, and it does. Amen, and it never do fail. Praise God, and we just thank the Lord, amen, for this this topic throughout the whole week long. Glory to God. We need this. In Jesus' name, y'all pray for us now.
Amen.
Amen. Look forward to joining you, Mother Charity. Thank God for all you're doing. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, well, thank you. We'd be glad to have you.
Hallelujah.
We're going to Prophet Darlene, David. You can give out your information, Prophet Darlene.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Thank you. 712-432-1500. 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498-POUND. Once again, the code is 211-498-POUND, and that is 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are on our 21 days of prayer, 21 days of fasting, 21 days of reading the Word. Come out and join us. God has been blessing and moving. God bless. I thank God for each and every prayer line, that, and I'm praying that more will come forth in this year. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. I look forward to joining all of you just to fellowship with you a little bit. So praise God for you, Sister Norlene. Hallelujah.
Okay. God bless. We all got it in, and we got yours too, Pastor Miracle. You done closed us out. So with that, we go with the Lord. And he'll be with us, won't he? So we have been blessed by the word from heaven above down on the earth to his people. I'm just so excited and overwhelmed, and I thank the Lord. So God bless all of y'all, and we're going to close. You know what? I think Evangelist Bernard put this song on LaShawn Pace, and it say fix it. So I guess we're going to go back, because all this week has been nothing but...
Oh.
back and fix it. Don't give up. Keep praying. The Lord answers all. He said, call on him. Hallelujah. He don't slumber. He don't sleep. He's 24 hours. He's there for you all the time. Just call on him, and he'll answer prayers. God bless y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. It's on Provoke Friday tomorrow. The same. I don't.